Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at cervical alignment and scoliosis, and finally, a story about cervical spine tumors. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 569, recorded October 28th, 2016. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat while in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Eglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Little information is available on the relationship between cervical sagittal alignment and health-related quality of life in adolescent idiopathic scoliosis patients. The aim of a study published in the European Spine Journal was to identify relationships between post-operative cervical sagittal alignment and health-related quality of life in adolescent idiopathic scoliosis. The study concluded that changes in cervical sagittal parameters were significant after deformity correction in adolescent idiopathic scoliosis patients. Correlation analysis revealed significant relationships between postoperative radiographic parameters and health-related quality of life, in particular, T1 slope and C2 through C7 SVA were found to be significant predictors of health-related quality of life in adolescent idiopathic scoliosis patients. Surf to our show notes for links. The aim of a study published in the journal Spine was to illustrate the long-term follow-up results and discuss the possible factors that may affect outcomes of patients with cervical spinal nerve sheath tumors. Nerve sheath tumors are the most common neoplasms in the spine, according to this study, but minimal information was published in the literature, especially when regarding to prognostic factors due to the benign nature. The objective of this study was to present long-term follow-up results and discuss the possible factors that may affect outcomes of patients with cervical spinal nerve sheath tumors. The study concluded that total resection could significantly improve the local relapse-free survival and overall survival for patients with cervical spinal nerve sheath tumors, whereas malignant cervical spinal nerve sheath tumors was associated with worse prognosis. Moreover, post-operative recurrence was an adverse independent factor to overall survival. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at PodcastAlley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Steve Jobs. If you are working on something that you really care about, you do not have to be pushed. The vision pulls you. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.